Hello there. This is called Drummer Lee Rigby. It's a kind of interpretation of a poem by Thomas Hardy called Drummer Hodge, which is a fantastic poem, far better than this. But I've written this in some way to show how things don't particularly change much, no matter how the decades and centuries tick on. People are still killed for no apparently good reason. You can read about drummer Lee Rigby and the circumstances of his death if you put his name in and Google it. It may be of interest to you, it might not be. So this is called Drummer Lee Rigby. They throw in drummer Lee Rigby to bleed, undefended, just as culled. His landmark, a rain-washed gutter, which flushes the detritus of human life into a divisive Thames, the city's true testament to multiculturalism. Young Lee Rigby never knew, fresh from his Red Rose home, that the pride of his life would outlive that day and be left to his boyhood alone. And why uprose to nightly unrest white boys with hate unleashed in their breast? Yet portion of that well-trod street will Lee Rigby forever be, from blooded tarmac to fiery melee, from hate-filled night to grief-filled day. The death of a forgotten land, and a scarlet line drawn in their sand.